But first, our series of flood survivor tales continues today with stories from the Toowoomba and Lockyer Valley floods on the 10th of January last year. Today, Postman's Ridge helicopter pilot Brian Wilmot tells reporter Amanda Gearing how he and his neighbours worked together to rescue four people, including Kevin and Eileen Lees, from the inland tsunami which swept down the Lockyer Valley that day. The tsunami wave at Postman's Ridge was almost 10 metres high. It ripped houses from their foundations and swept two people to their deaths. Brian Wilmot was at home when he suddenly ran to rescue neighbours who were in danger.
It was pouring all morning, virtually, and it had been a lot of rain for weeks prior as well, so it didn't take much at that time to put water over the bridge. I had actually been involved with, because I fly helicopters, I was working for the EMQ in the Western floods in Dalby and Chinchilla and helping deliver goods to people and even evacuating people by helicopter. So I'd been kept busy for weeks and I just had a few days off and was ready to go back to my normal job that morning. A friend of mine came over to say hello, and this is 10 minutes before the event happened. Mick said, "How about we go for a drive down the road?" And I said, "Yeah, let's go do that." So we jumped in his car. He stopped to give way to turn onto the road, and I said, "Mick, I don't like this. I'm going over to see Kev." I've no sooner got into Kev's driveway. Kev's coming up his driveway flat out on his little electric scooter, terrified. I've grabbed Kevy by his right arm, and Tim, I don't know where he arrived from, Tim from next door, whose house was washed away as well, was right there behind me and grabbed his left arm. We dragged him off his bike and his bike got washed away. As we're taking Kev out, the power pole in front of Kev's place, the wire hit the water and sparked. The zap of that wire, only 30 metres away, hitting the water that we're standing in, or we're immersed in. And I thought, goodness me, you know.
So did you think your life was in danger at that point?
Not then, but 30 seconds later when we're dragging Kevy across that paddock and we were really struggling. Kev was just too heavy and the water was getting faster and higher. And I remember saying to Kev, "Mate, I think I might have to let you go," because I was starting to get physically exhausted. These are the words I said. I remember saying, "Mate, I'm going to have to let you go, big fella." That's what I said. And he said to me, he said, "Mate, save yourself, let you go. Just let me go if you can't do it, you know." Like, and then all of a sudden, Tim was back on his other arm. And, you know, I felt the surge of Tim pulling him. Tim's brother-in-law, I think it was, he had a vehicle there and he saw what we were trying to do. So he rammed Ruby's fence post with his vehicle, just no regard for his vehicle. I get choked up over that. Can't believe a bloke could do that. Just amazing. And by this stage, we're in 2 foot of water. That's really running fast, struggling to stand up ourselves. So he flattened the fence for us so Tim and I could drag Kevy across the road. And we just got him up onto high ground. And it was right there and then that I heard this crack behind me. And I looked around and I saw Tim's house breaking off the slab. And I said, "Mate, is that your house?" And Tim just said, "Yep." And just kept pulling Kev along. And poor old Kev, because he's on oxygen, and he's been separated from his oxygen bottle on the bike, of course. Yeah. I think he still had the tubes in his nose, but no bottle on him.
No bottle
on him. He was going blue. His whole face was blue. Oh, just a very pale blue. And he was gasping, you know, you know, like, because he's got emphysema, so naturally. And we just dropped him on the ground, on sodden ground. And I didn't think he'd be alive when I come back. I thought, well, I've got him here. If he dies now, it's not my, you know, it's not my fault if he perishes now. It's just life. And I've gone back to help everyone else, as you do. Mm. Yeah. When I left him, I didn't think he'd be alive when I come back. But then I looked back and I saw Eileen. She got caught up in the wire and actually fell, and I just got there and caught her. And I started dragging her, and then someone else come on and grabbed the other arm of her. I can't remember if it was Clem or Tim. And we dragged her on her back through the water and dumped her next to Kev. They had no pants on when they got to the other side. The force of the water and us dragging them through it dragged their pants off, their long pants, completely off them. Anyway, Dave and Wendy, trying to get across the fence, Wendy actually got swept away. Thankfully, I'd put a box stay there instead of an angle stay, and Wendy got swept and banged up against that box stay, which saved her life. And Dave, he went straight after her, into deeper water to go to her. That fence ended up being totally underwater, that 4'6" fence there. And they were jammed up against it in the corner, and there's a big silky oak tree there. And I could see that they weren't going to go any further, so I'm just yelling at them. They couldn't hear a word I was saying, so I'm gesturing with my hands up in a stop sign fashion to just stay where you are, reach for the branches of the tree. So I'm giving hand signals, and they understood. So they grabbed the branches of this silky oak tree above them, and the water's just holding them against that box stay. A heck of a lot happened in a very short time, but from when Mick left me at the driveway to when we finally got Dave and Wendy off the fence was probably only 15 minutes or total.
Amazing stories. It's helicopter pilot Brian Wilmot of Postman's Ridge speaking to Amanda Gearing. To mark the anniversary of the floods in Queensland, ABC Open, the wonderful ABC Open, has compiled Aftermath. Now, it's an extensive look at the Queensland floods, as well as the floods in New South Wales, Victoria, and remote Western Australia. Also at Cyclone Yasi and the 2009 Victorian Black Saturday bushfires. Australia's certainly been hit by an extraordinary string of disasters in the past couple of years. That site has a timeline which runs through all of that, showing content from these six disasters with links to about 40 people affected. If you go to the site, you'll be able to choose a person, watch videos about them. The site also contains blogs and photos. Absolutely well worth a look. abc.net.au/open/aftermath.